Hello, this is Mitch McCormick, social media specialist with the Community Capacity Building content area of the Military Family Learning Network. Today we've got Rick Tyler, who's the Building Healthy Military Community State Coordinator in Mississippi. Thanks for joining us today, Rick.
Glad to do so.
We've been featuring the Building Healthy Military Communities programs across several states, and today we're very happy to be focusing on Mississippi. And I'm just going to start things off by asking, can you briefly talk about what Building Healthy Military Communities program is working on in Mississippi, and what can we expect to see in the next year?
I've been meeting with military and non-military leaders around the state here for the past couple of months to try a shot of what life is really like for service members, veterans, and their families here in the state. One of the goals of the Building Healthy Military Communities program is to find out what life is really like for those who live off base. That's the main focus of this program, is those who live off base. And then later this year, I and several people from Washington, D.C., both made up of military and civilian people, are going to tour the state from top to bottom. First, we're going to go to the military facilities throughout the state to talk to commanders, learn from them what they're experiencing, trying to make sure the troops are ready at a moment's notice. And then we are going to actually spend another week talking to community leaders, as well as state and nonprofit agencies, to try and get their impressions too. What are they experiencing? Do they see service members or veterans regularly? Like, for instance, do a lot of service members have to rely on local food banks to get by? And by identifying these problems, reporting them to the Department of Defense, we hope to make our service members and veterans' lives better through the process.
Can you tell us a little bit about what some of the challenges are that you've been facing when starting the Building Healthy Military Community program in Mississippi?
Sure. We have service members in all 82 counties in Mississippi, so everyone is really spread out, and that's actually one of the reasons Mississippi was chosen for the project. The fact that so many service members live away from a base, they're at a base. So that's one reason Mississippi was one of the seven states chosen for this pilot program here. By the time this program is over, I'm going to put a lot of miles on my car, but fortunately, we do have family assistance centers around the state, so I'm going to rely on a lot of them to be my eyes and ears as well there on the ground. Two of the things I'm going to focus on primarily is food insecurity with service members and the lack of physical activity that is outside of weekend drills. You know, the soldiers go and they drill for the weekend and then they go home and they do nothing. Those are two issues that affect not only the service member, but also his or her family as well. So those are two of the things that I plan on focusing in this program.
Who do you think has the most to gain from the program in your state?
Well, I would like to think everyone will gain from this program. One reason Congress created Building Healthy Military Communities was they had realized that as the military relies more and more on the National Guard and Reserve troops, those service members, they have to be ready and resilient at a moment's notice. So, in other words, these soldiers need to be able to be deployed safe in the knowledge that they and their family are properly prepared for this event. The Mississippi National Guard is going to be deploying thousands of troops this upcoming year, and a deployed soldier who is worried about, say, his or her family's finances will not be an effective soldier, or at least not as effective as someone who's gone through programs to prepare for the event. So what we're trying to do is, with Congress's help, we're trying to make sure that these people are ready, they can go overseas and not have to worry about anything back home. We have given them training on how to take care of their finances, what to do about this and that. They have pre-prepared for education, all that kind of stuff. And hopefully, as they keep saying, you know, as soon as the soldier goes overseas, that's when the refrigerator breaks down or something like that. Hopefully, the spouse and the family, they have the skills on how to deal with that. Soldier doesn't have to be worried about, you know, okay, we need a new roof on the house. Let me show you how to get somebody to build the house. We're hoping by making the troops here in Mississippi more resilient, the nation as a whole, and not just Mississippi, will benefit from this program.
And Rick, what type of collaboration is taking place between the Cooperative Extension System and Building Healthy Military Communities in Mississippi? And how do you see that partnership developing in the future?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, food insecurity is a major concern here in Mississippi, and research also shows a lack of fresh vegetables in the diet and basically an all-around unhealthy diet in the state. What I would like to do as part of this program is create programs around the state to demonstrate healthy food buying and how to properly prepare food. In other words, you do not have to fry everything. Here's fresh zucchini. Let us teach you how to saute it in olive oil, for instance, something of that sort. And what I'm planning on doing is bringing in the cooperative extension system and get the local extension offices to see if they can help provide classes on how to do this. I would like to be able to take the soldiers and their families and say, okay, we're going to teach you how to eat better. That will help keep your weight down. That will make you a more resilient soldier, if you will. So I'm hoping to get the cooperative extension agency involved in basically teaching better healthy living skills.
That sounds great. And how could military families, service professionals, other nonprofits, or local organizations get involved with building healthy military communities?
Oh, I'm going to be looking for all the community involvement I can get. I have created a Facebook page. That might be the easiest way to get in touch with me, and I'll also give my phone number as well. The Facebook page is simply BHMC Mississippi. That's got some information on there. That's probably the easiest way to reach me. I'd appreciate any feedback I can get from the community involving this. But let me also give you my work number here. It is 601-313-6312. And I'm sorry I don't have voicemail set up, but if you don't mind, either leave something on the Facebook page or try and reach me here at the office. I would welcome any help I can get from the community. Absolutely.
Okay, thanks, Rick. And what I'll do is I will, on our Military Families Learning Network blog, I will add some information for people that want to reach out and contact you. So that information you just shared, I will put up there. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Well, only that I'll probably be calling on people for their opinions, their advice, or their help. So I hope everyone will be willing to help the Building Healthy Military Communities program. We're simply trying to make the lives of service members better while making them more resilient soldiers, and therefore helping not only Mississippi, but the nation. So if I call on you, I hope you'll help me. That's all I ask. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to discuss your work in Mississippi. It's been very informational, and I'm hoping it'll serve as a good model for others working to build capacity in their communities.
Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.